Right now it's time for Florida or anywhere else in the world. Representing Metro West this morning, it's Ralph. Hi, Ralph. You're player one. Pick your coach. You want Dana or Adam?
I want Adam because he always makes me laugh.
Man, there we go. Love you.
It doesn't always make you win, but
I'm ready to make him cry.
Nobody picks Dana anymore.
Oh, you laughed at that. I got picked last week. I'm happy with that.
All right. Anthony's in Lake Mary. Good morning, Anthony. You're going to have Dana as your coach this morning.
Hey, that's good for me.
All
right.
Thank you. Why You Smile is brought to you by, Florida Anywhere Else in the World is brought to you by D-Best Floors and More Holiday Special, tile and laminate starting at 69 cents a square foot and carpet from 59 cents a square foot. All right, Ralph and Adam, here you go. You guys are going to start us off.
Okay.
I would assume that if you're going to be a car burglar and you're planning on getting into some sort of high-speed police chase, you're going to try and get the fastest sports car you can, right?
Right.
This guy, he actually stole the slowest. He's 33 years old. His name is Travis, and he stole a steamroller from a construction site where he used to work.
Oh.
And cops started chasing him, so Travis gunned it. And who knew that a steamroller could get all the way up to 8 miles an hour?
Wow.
Shockingly, cops were able to catch up with him. I think they actually just parked their patrol cars and walked alongside him and told him to get off the steamroller, and he was arrested for theft. So do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Ralph?
What do you think?
Oh, this one's pretty easy. See, if you see the steamrollers on the I-4 project,
we know
those steamrollers don't go 8 miles per hour. That's why the I-4 project's taking so long. So clearly it couldn't be in Florida. Yeah. It's got to be anywhere else in the world.
It's in the world.
It's your game,
all right,
though.
Yeah, sure, there it is. Disclaimer.
Yeah, it's my game.
Anthony, what do you think?
I don't know. Dana, what do you think?
It seems like Jay's setting us up for the obvious guess since there is so much construction. I hate to agree with Adam, and I don't agree with his reasoning, but
ever?
I do think that it's anywhere else.
I'm thinking it's Florida.
Okay.
What's your final answer, Anthony?
Florida.
And the answer is New Orleans.
My home.
Yeah, doesn't that make you proud?
That's okay. That's okay.
Don't worry about it, Anthony. You get to go first here, all right?
One nothing.
So think about this. If all of a sudden you had thousands and thousands of dollars in your hands, where would you go to eat to celebrate? Probably not what this guy picked. 32 years old. His name is Samuel. He robbed a Wells Fargo bank recently. Right. He didn't have a weapon, but he still managed to get the teller to put more than $10,000 in his bag. Then he took his bag of money, and he left, and he headed straight to the closest fast food chain.
Okay.
Apparently, he got hungry during all that burglary. Burglary, is that even a word?
Nope.
It's not clear what he actually ordered. Cops tracked him down while he was still inside with the loot and arrested him.
Oh, so he dined in.
Yes!
Yeah. He's in no hurry. He got his money.
Why not just rob that place, too? You know?
Well, I mean,
you just robbed a
bank.
Golly. Well, I was hungry. Sorry. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Anthony?
What do you think, Dana?
I think it's Florida. I don't want to claim this guy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody would do that in Florida, so...
Final answer?
I would go with Florida.
All right. What do you think, Ralph?
I'm really hoping it's not Florida, but what do you think, Adam?
I'm really excited about my answer here because I really think I'm smart here, okay? You ready for this?
No.
Okay. Anytime there's a bank robbery, it's always, they say, an undisclosed amount of cash. So I don't even think it happened in the United States. I think it happened somewhere else because we know it was $10,000. This is great logic, but it is your game. You decide.
Wow, that really makes sense. I'm going to go with that.
Oh, I hope it's out of the country.
This took place in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh. Wait, you know what? As a Florida State fan, that is another country to me.
Yeah.
But you got what you came for, the laughs from Adam.
Hey,
there you go.
Just remember, Ralph, it's your game. All right? All right, final one. We're tied 1-1, and Ralph, you get to go first here with Adam. I'm actually thinking it's going to be really hard for this lady to get her third bookkeeping job. She's 44 years old. Her name is Tina. She was busted on Monday for embezzling more than $134,000 from the spa where she worked since 2014. But why did she embezzle the money?
Why?
It was to pay restitution from another embezzlement charge. So she worked for a property management company for 4 years back in 2009, she stole $170,000 and was convicted of communications fraud and theft in order to pay it back. So She used the money she took from her next job to do it. Now she's facing 3 felony charges for embezzling from the spa.
Wow.
On top of the other ones, too. She's going away for quite a while. Do we get to claim her in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Ralph?
Well, I'm thinking Florida because there's so many of those management companies here. But what do you think, Adam?
That sounds good to me. When I heard spa, I thought of the Botox Bandit. I know that's Florida. It's got to be Florida. Florida, Florida, Florida.
Final answer?
It's your game.
Florida.
He's still threw it in. Anthony, what do you think?
What does your gut say, Anthony?
He's hungry.
What?
What do you think, Anthony?
I'm thinking not Florida.
He wants to go against.
That would be a declared winner.
Dana's cringing
a little
bit. No,
it's okay.
What do you think?
Let's go for the win instead of the tie.
Final answer, anywhere else in the world?
Well, what does your gut say, Dana?
My gut is saying I'm hungry.
What do you think? Anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, I'm going with that.
All right.
Here we go.
This took place for the win in Salt Lake City, Utah. They come back and they get the win. Sorry, Ralph. You came, just like Dana said, for a couple laughs, but you didn't get the win with Adam.
Well, I did tell you it was your game.
You're a horrible teammate.
Yes, he did.
The
final score, Anthony and Dana, 2. Ralph and Adam, 1. Thanks for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world with us.